Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, we're diving into the world of artists who yet haven't been heard on this show before, or if they have, it's been such a long time ago, I can't find any reference of them being played. Nonetheless, they're all excellent artists, and I'm really surprised it's taken me so long for them to have an outing. Who is the title of the show, and it's also the title of the first track, composed of course by Jerome Kern, and played here by Kay Maccabee, on a rather interesting installation in the Robert Wheeler residence in Lockport, Illinois. This is a free manual 16-rank Wix organ, nothing to do with the DIY firm. Nonetheless, let's take it away, Kay, and Who. Maccabee in the tight acoustics of the Robert Wheeler residence in Lockport, Illinois, at the Wix organ. Nothing, as I've said, to do with DIY. People who are not in this country may not get the reference, so you'll have to go to Google for that one. But moving on to an instrument which wowed me with its huge acoustic. In fact, so much so, I had to do a double take because I almost thought I was listening to the organ that once was in the larger of the Blackpool ballrooms. Nonetheless, it's not a ballroom, it's the Drill Hall in Gray's Armory in Cleveland, Ohio, which is home to a free manual 14-rank Wurlitzer. And here, making excellent use of the roly-poly acoustics, is Lowell Ayres, with a beautiful ballad from the 1940s, I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen. Thank you. Lowell Ayres and the Greys Armoury Wurlitzer and An Acoustic to Die For. Time now for the sounds of an original in-theatre Wurlitzer, one that is still happily there, although currently unable to be played, the Detroit Fox and its four-manual 36-rank Wurlitzer. In 1957, Raymond Shelley made his one and only LP recording on the instrument. Although this was available in both stereo and mono, my cover says stereo, but to my absolute disappointment, the record inside is in mono. Nonetheless, doesn't affect the playing as Raymond Shelley tackles George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Raymond Shelley at the Detroit Fox, I Got Rhythm, and that arrangement is one that has been played again and again with the excellent use of the xylophone. It always slightly saddens me when I say that our next artist is the only one that's still alive and with us, and that's Jonas Nordwall. Here he is on his second album, recorded on the Paramount in Portland, Oregon, and its four-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer, with a hit made famous by The Carpenters, not the original 1930s hit of the same name, but the latter one, For All We Know.
Thank you.
Jonas Nordwall, for all we know, a hit made famous by the Carpenters. Time now for a little bit of Latin American as we journey to another artist who I hadn't even heard of until I put the LP on the turntable and transferred it. The album is called The Roaring Twenties Goes Latin and it's all music performed by Bill Thompson. And it slightly perplexed me as to why I'd not heard of this chap before because the playing was excellent, especially this track, which was written by Antonio Carlos Jobim. And indeed, there's a brilliant section in the middle of this track where Bill features the musette and the kinnura, and you'll be hard-pushed to listen to that section of the track without a big smile on your face. In fact, the back of the LP, Bill describes them as the sassy reeds. Nonetheless, it's a great track, and here is Wave. Thank you. Bill Thompson at the Roaring Twenties Pizza Restaurant in Grand Rapids and the Free 30 Wurlitzer. Closing your eyes because that was a lovely place to be. Staying in Latin American tempo, here is Cuando, 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 played by Leroy Lewis, with Mario Fabriga and his band dubbed in afterwards, and featuring the Wurlitzer that was in the Thomas and Edith Riedel residence in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Leroy Lewis, thoroughly aided by Mario Fabriga and his band, with that lively arrangement of Cuando, 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 really bringing to mind the visions of Brazil and all of those wonderful street bands. Excellent stuff. Well, with that splash of Latin American, we move on to our last track, where the tongue shall be very firmly in the cheek. It's often been said if you put a theatre organist on a classical organ, they'll do a good job. However, the reverse perhaps isn't quite the same. However, Virgil Fox eminently demonstrates that he knows his way around a theatre organ when he played live in concert in 1974 at the Century 2 in Wichita, and bits of that concert were released on an LP called The Entertainer, Virgil Fox. And, well, I'll leave Virgil to introduce what's going on.
Charles Ives, American composer, was an angry young man on two counts. I think it annoyed him that he had to help earn his way through college by playing the organ, and I think that he also very much disliked themes and variations. And he said, I'm going to choose a theme so obvious and make the variation so comic that it will bring this form to a halt. History will have to decide whether it did or not, but anybody who listens to the Variations on America by Ives with a long face is seated in the wrong pew. could be retitled Beatrice Lilly Rides Again.
Well, I'd never quite heard anything like that before, and I doubt I ever will. Master Virgil Fox there in 1974 at the Century 2 in Wichita, bringing this week's show to a close. Well, that's about your lot from me. Of course, don't forget to check out our new video on our YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, I sincerely hope that you do after hearing this, where I talk to my original co-presenter and still very much best friend, James McLean. And that's all there for you to enjoy. Don't forget, of course, you can visit our website, organistencores.co.uk, where you can catch up with all of what's been played on this week's show and every single show nearly that's been broadcast in the past for you to catch up on. So from me, Damon Cox, it leaves me to say take care and look after yourselves.